Chapter 40, Applying the Becoming Free of Debt Process. This process works best if your range on the emotional guidance scale is somewhere within the following, from a high of number 10 on the scale to all the way to the bottom, 22. In other words, from frustration down to overwhelmment, disappointment, doubt, worry, blame, discouragement, anger, revenge, hatred, jealousy, insecurity, all the way down to the feeling of powerlessness. To begin this process of becoming free of debt, obtain a columnar writing pad with as many columns as you have monthly expenditures. Now, beginning on the far left column, write a heading that describes your largest monthly outgo. For example, if the largest check you write each month is your house payment, then you would write as a header, house payment. Next, on the first line beneath that header, write the dollar amount of your house payment. Now circle this amount, which represents the amount you're obligated to pay each month, and then on the third line, enter the total outstanding debt for this house payment category. Next, in the second column, enter your second largest payment, then your third largest payment in the third column, and so on. And across the top of your columnar pad, write the following affirmation. It is my desire to keep my promise regarding all of these financial obligations, and in some cases, I will even do twice as much as required. Each time you receive a bill, get out your columnar pad and adjust, if necessary, the minimum monthly amount that's required. If it stays the same, then write the same figure. The first time you receive a bill, or when it's time to make the payment for the category that's on the far right column of your pad, in other words, the smallest payment you make each month, write the check for exactly twice what is required. And as you do so, write in the new amount of that outstanding balance. This may seem a little strange to you when you first begin to play the game, but even if you do not have enough money to pay everything you owe in all of the columns, still double the payment in the far right column and feel glad that you've not only kept your new promise to yourself to do your best to pay everything you owe, but to do even twice that amount in some cases. Because you're now looking at your finances in a way that's new, your vibration will begin to shift right away. As you feel even the slightest bit of pride for keeping your word, your vibration will shift. As you keep your promise about doubling up on some payments, your vibration will shift. And with this shift, even if it's slight, things will now begin to change in your financial condition. If you will take the time to really enter everything you owe onto the columnar pad, your newly focused attention will begin to positively activate circumstances around the subject of money for you. Instead of feeling discouraged as you find yet another bill in your mailbox, you'll feel an eagerness to enter the bill in your columnar pad. And with this shift in attitude and vibration, things will begin to change in your financial picture. Money that you were not expecting will appear in your experience. Bargains will reveal themselves, so your dollars will go further than you expected. All kinds of unusual financial things will occur, and when they do, be consciously aware that these things are happening in response to your newly focused attention and the resultant shift in your vibration. As extra money appears, you'll find yourself eager to apply another payment to the far right column, and soon that debt will be paid, and you can eliminate that column from your pad. Column after column will disappear as your financial gap between what is coming in and what is going out widens. Your sense of financial well-being will improve on the first day you play this game. And if you'll take the game seriously, your vibration around money will shift so significantly that you can be debt-free in a short time, if that is your desire. There's nothing wrong with debt, but if yours feels like a heavy burden, then your vibration around money is one of resistance. When the burden is lifted, when you feel lighter and freer, your resistance has lifted, and you're now in the position to allow well-being to flow abundantly into your experience. Any of the processes that help you feel better will also cause a shift in your vibration around money. However, this process is especially powerful if you're troubled about your financial situation, because it will cause you to look at your financial situation from a different perspective. Without realizing it, day by day you will have adopted a vibrational pattern about money in response to what's happening, but you had no vibrational control when you merely had a feeling response to the situation. This becoming free of debt process elicits from you the same responsible approach that you're accustomed to regarding money, in that it asks you to keep records and to identify the amount of your debt and so on. But it elicits a different perspective from you at the same time. You will immediately begin to feel a shift as you think about what you can do instead of what you're unable to do. It's a pragmatic approach with a playful twist which will shift your energy in the direction of your desire. If you will continue the process for a few weeks, within that short period of time, your dread and fear that you may have developed around the subject of money will be replaced with hope, fun, and eagerness. This game will lead you out of debt if that's your desire. It will help you to once and for all balance your energy around the subject of money, and it's our promise to you. Once you balance your energy regarding money, your total financial balance will come into alignment as well. But without the balancing of energies, there can be no financial balance.
This is the end of CD number 1.